Hi, welcome to Derbyshire CCG's Safeguarding Adults podcast. Today we're going to hear from Daniel Hardy, who's going to talk to Jackie Fleeman about Stomp.
Thanks, Ed. Hello, Daniel. As you know, we're here to do a podcast about Stomp. Can you tell us what that is?
Hello, Jackie. Stomp stands for Stop Overprescribing Psychotropic Medication for People with Learning Disabilities, Autism, or both. It's a national campaign led by NHS England.
Okay, how did you get involved?
I work with the Learning Disability Service in South Derbyshire. I'm an expert by experience. I have Down syndrome and work with Learning Disability Strategic Health Facilitation Team. My manager asked if I would help with some videos to help people understand Stomp.
Tell us about the videos, Daniel, please.
There are 5 videos. Everyone should watch the introduction where I found out what Stomp means. I learned that in the video that there are lots of people with learning disabilities taking mental health medicines when they do not have a mental health condition. These medicines are called psychotropics. They are often started by a psychiatrist and they're sometimes passed to the GP to monitor and review. Sometimes GPs or nurses, they can prescribe, start people on the medicines. But other videos in the set are for carers, GPs, psychiatrists and specialist community teams.
Great. How can people interested watch the videos?
They are on YouTube. You could follow the link from the Derbyshire Healthcare site.
So what kind of medicines are psychotropics?
Mostly mental health medicines and antipsychotic and antidepressants. They are medicines that work on the brain and mood.
So why is this a problem?
The medicines may make you sick, feel very tired and can affect your movements and the way your body works. Often people with learning disabilities are given the medicine when they don't have a mental health condition that the medicine was designed for. They end up taking it for years and getting serious side effects.
Why are people with learning disabilities given these medicines?
The patient will come to a doctor. Often the carers and patient is having trouble, a terrible time. They may be upset or anxious and doctors try to help. They want a quick fix. The medicine can be something that works really quickly and helps to calm people. A psychiatrist can sometimes diagnose mental illness. But this is not always easy in people who have communication problems. When someone becomes stable, the psychiatrist would write to the GP and ask them to take over the review. Some GPs are not confident in reviewing the medicines, and some may consider that as the behaviour of the patient is calm, then the medicine is doing its job. Some may presume that the patient is still seeing the psychiatrist. Stomp is changing this and encouraging better reviews.
What would you suggest GPs do about this, Daniel?
In Derbyshire Pharmacy, technicians have identified patients on the doctor's learning disability registers are taking psychotropic medicines. They have highlighted on the doctor's computers which patients need reviewing. GPs should invite the patient in for a full review.
So what is a full review?
Okay, Jackie. For each patient, it will be different. Some of our patients with learning disabilities will have difficulty communicating, so this means that doctors will need help of carers and family. Mm-hmm. Doctors should link the medication review to their yearly health check. This means a longer appointment, so doctors must make sure receptionists know to put this in. The doctors need to find out when, why each drug was started. Also, what the medicine was supposed to be helping with. Ask carers and patients to fill in charts about behaviour and or a workbook to help. Check how the medicine is working and for the side effects. Talk to the patients and their carers about the risks and benefits of the medicines. Lastly, come up with a plan that could include reducing or slowly stopping the medicine. The doctor could change to a different type of medicine that can change one medicine at a time.
Okay, is there anything to help doctors?
The Royal College of Psychiatrists have a guide to help. Google Stop NHS England and this will take you lots of resources.
Great, thanks. So what should doctors be asking their patients?
Find out if a person himself understands about their medicines. Use easy read leaflets. Check if any reductions have been tried before. Check if the medicine is always given and more about those times if it isn't used. Check behaviour and find out how well the medicine is working on and side effects.
Thanks. So how often would you say the doctor should see the patient after the full review?
Okay, Jackie. After the first change, the doctor should see them again after 4 weeks. If they are doing okay, the doctor should make another change and see them again after 4 weeks. If they are having some behaviour problems after the change, ask the carer try to work out the cause of the behaviour. Charts may help with this. Have a plan to work on in what is causing the behaviour. That isn't just about medication. If PRN medication has been prescribed, check how often it is used and why. See them again every 4 weeks to make more changes, to check on the changes and to plan what to do next. Then at 3 months of all of this will be recorded and the patient and the carers is given a copy of the plan.
So will everyone with a learning disability have to stop taking this kind of medicine?
For some people it would be the right medicine and they will continue to take it. However, the doctors should keep checking that it is right. No one should stop taking any medicines unless they have spoken to the prescriber.
Thanks. What would happen if the carer thought that someone ought to stay on the medicine, but the doctor think it needs to be changed?
I learned that doctors can't give medicines or other treatments to help that do not need them. This would be harmful and they aren't allowed to do this.
So what should the doctor do?
What the doctor should do is talking to the carer about what the medicines aren't appropriate and try to work out what they are reluctant to change. This might be about a fear other behaviours returning again. Doctors might find the carer are reluctant to change the medication as they are worried about the effect on other people. The GP or psychiatrist should slowly reduce the medicine.
So does everyone with a learning disability have a carer?
Not all carers from a person's family so people are supported by paid carers. Some people have no support.
Is there any other help the doctor could bring?
The pharmacist can also help. You can ask for extra help from the NHS Community Learning Disability Service for some people. Most areas have a learning disability specialist service in Derbyshire. This is from Healthcare NHS Foundation Trust in South Derbyshire and Community Health Services in the North. You can ask for specialist help to work out what else can be done to help a person with their behaviour. This might be about understanding their communication better. Doctors will probably refer some patients to a learning disability psychiatrist. They can always ring for them for advice anyway.
So what about, say, a person is admitted to a mental health or learning disability hospital?
Okay, Jackie, if a person is admitted to a mental health or learning disability hospital, they may be given some medication or their usual medication increased. They are entitled to a care and treatment review, and the medication will be reviewed before they leave the hospital.
Thanks, Daniel. So, isn't this stomp extra work for the doctors to do?
This may seem a big task to start with, but it is actually good practice and benefits patients. Doctors will be reviewing the medication anyway. Each surgery will have a few patients that we applies to.
Well, thanks today, Daniel, for what you've said. So as a summary, what is your message about stomp?
Okay, Jackie, have you ever lost your temper?
Yes.
Well, and imagine being given medication for years. It's not something we want for anyone. Involve multidisciplinary team. Work out the reasons for the behaviour and try positive behaviour support plans. Involve carers and the individual. Help them to understand changes to the medication and the plan. My message is to make medication the last resort.
Thank you, Daniel, and thank you, Jackie.